This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome to Busted Pencils Homeroom, educated educators talking education. It is fully leaded education talk. Johnny, Jess, so good to see both of you. So happy to make it to another homeroom.
I was going to say, Tim, it's homeroom, baby. This is the energy, you know, kicks off the week, gets me going, gets me grounded, gets me connected to my peeps. It's good to be here with you, Tim, and always good to see you, Jess.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. What a way to start a week. All right, Tim, bring us in.
I was going to say it's a great week. And Jess, typically, you know, we're doing trending news. And yes, listener right there, you're going, okay, Jess, it's homeroom. She's going to give us the trending news. Well, just a little bit of a different homeroom. And that's the great thing about homeroom. You could do what, you know, you can make accommodations, adjustments, innovations, because, hey, homeroom, that's that opportunity to reimagine how you're doing things. And just for now, though, I want to go back and think about, you know, one of my mentors, one of the inspirations in my life, particularly around this idea of being a social studies teacher, Johnny, going back, you know, what was it about that content? And I always had this sense of wanting to dig deeper into history, but I got to tell you, it was Howard Zinn, man. I had that first reading of A People's History of the United States and digging in there. And I remember that first chapter dealing with, quote, the 1492 and Columbus sailed the ocean blue and going, whoa, wait a minute. That is not at all the history of the Arawaks, the beginning of what ended up being a Native American genocide of 500 years, and positioning all of that, quote, content that we learned, that celebratory, patriotic, not really history, let's call it more of a heritage, and understanding that there was a whole other, and at that time, my thinking wasn't as deep, and I really did refer to it as, the other side. And now realizing, though, too, the depth of what it means to really engage in understanding our past and how it depends on who's telling the story of that past. And Howard Zinn took that and said, you know what? I'm going to put forward the story of those who didn't win, that were on the other side. And so in this idea of that first, you know, introduction to me when I was learning Columbus, not Columbus's story, but the Arawaks, those, quote, indigenous peoples, and how they experienced this clash of cultures. And man, it just brought home for me all of those ways to excite students. I embedded Howard Zinn into my social studies methods classes, had future teachers, and every time they would always say, Dr. Slecker, why didn't anybody ever teach us about this past? And realizing that, and then Johnny, when we started Busted Pencils, the podcast, over 10 years ago, I wanted then to kind of give tribute, and we had what was called a moment of Zinn, where we found those best Zinn quotes that were out there. We kind of ended a story, found that quote that really kind of tied together what we were talking about and paid tribute to that. But Johnny, we have done so much work, though, too, in this realm, because we have the partnership with Rethinking Schools, and thinking about that too, the other partnership that they have with the Zinn Education Project and teaching people's history, and realizing that we're going to have lots of opportunities here to engage that content, whether it's through Rethinking Schools and even the people working at the Zinn Education Project to bring this in. And I'm just thinking about that now. I'm excited. And Johnny, you know, your thoughts on Howard Zinn, his influence in your teaching and learning, and where you see the kind of contribution he made to giving us this opportunity to engage really great, unique, sometimes really sad and powerful history.
Well, Tim, it's homeroom, man. You Tim bombed me today, because that's a heavy ask, especially in homeroom. You know, I show up to homeroom.
We shouldn't be surprised, though.
Check in. No, we should not be surprised. And I tease and I make jokes, but you know, this is actually a really thoughtful thing to ask. And I'm happy to kind of respond to. And also moved by what you were sharing about your experience with Rethinking Columbus and with Howard Zinn's work and how he's inspired your teaching, and especially the work you did as a social studies teacher and working with future social studies teachers. I remember being a student from a history teacher who taught the people's history of the United States. So for our listeners out there, if you're not familiar with Howard Zinn, I will call him a historian, although some historians have questioned that. I mean, he's a historian, and Tim shared that he shared those alternate histories, those diverse perspectives. But Howard Zinn, you know, probably most famously known for his book, The People's History of the United States, and the work he did to tell those stories, the multiple perspectives of how historical events were experienced. And it was great to have that as a high school student. And so, you know, we got to read that as a textbook, and that was my first introduction to Howard Zinn. And it really moved me. And to later find out as I was becoming a teacher, right, that it was Howard Zinn's inspired materials through Rethinking Schools, that there were so many, like you said, lesson plans and alternate ways to teach really critical things. You know, I was first a teacher during like the 9/11, multiple Gulf Wars, the invasion and the conflicts in Afghanistan. And so there was a lot of, you know, anti-war teaching. There was a lot of solidarity around labor movement teaching. There were really good resources around Rethinking Mathematics, which was basically, you know, a great book around how do you teach math connected to history and social justice movements. So, you know, Zinn was always really close, near and dear, and inspiring to me. My favorite Howard Zinn quote, Tim, is you can't be neutral on a moving train.
Yeah.
And I like this a lot because, you know, I was a math and physics teacher too. And so thinking about, you know, the idea of like relativity and kind of all of these things about like, are you ever really standing still? These kinds of philosophical questions about like Newtonian physics and just our existence as humans. And I always loved this idea of, you know, when we were told as teachers that maybe we should be neutral. Or when I would talk to people who are teachers and say, like, I don't like to be political, you know, I'm kind of neutral on things. And it was a great, inspiring quote that I, you know, came across as a young person in his book, right? His biography, which was about, you know, is titled, You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train. And I just loved that lesson in that quote alone, like, wow, you know what? Like, we are part of culture, part of society. And if you think you're standing still, well, I got news for you. You're moving with the flow of culture. And so, you know, that was always a reminder that, you know, there is no apolitical position. Being apolitical is political.
Right.
It's in favor of, you know, the dominant like views, the dominant culture. And so that was always a good reminder. I always got to hang that quote in my classroom. It's still to this day in all my syllabus. You know, because it's saying, hey, we're going to disagree on stuff and we're going to have thoughts and opinions and we're going to share how we feel about particular political positions. Mm. But there is no neutral. And so for me to say I could be your teacher and not have a position on something political, you know, is just not something I'm willing to do, nor is it possible. Right. You can't be neutral on a moving train. So loved that stuff, man.
Yeah, and again, you don't want to be. And you say, you know, right now in the culture wars that we've been through the past year and a half, the quote attack on woke, the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, the attack on history. We've said this. You know, in fact, you know, the current presidential race and that guy who's trying to get back in there, you know, right at the end there too, he actually declared too that Howard Zinn would be outlawed in future curriculum if he was in charge and remained in charge. So thinking about that, like really banning, truly saying that Howard Zinn, the people's history, was going to be banned, that other guy running for president, that was the push of their administration. You think about that coming back, it's like, no, sorry, we're not going in that direction. If you're listening to Busted Pencils and understand our influences, well, this is the one too that I want to bring forward, is to say this is what we do here all the time. We're bringing these conversations. We're approaching, as you said, Johnny, diverse perspectives. We're bringing diverse interviews, diverse people to bring to us the content that we're talking about, because you're talking about democracy. You think about that, Johnny, your whole idea of neutrality, being neutral in a democracy. Talk about how incredibly ridiculous that sounds to say that if you're a participant in a democracy, you have a neutral stand. No, you don't. At a minimum, you, as you said, Johnny, reminding people that declaring neutrality is itself a political position. You might want to re-examine that. But all of those, as we move forward here too, and I just, you know, again, we want to give these nods to the influence here, and Howard's in a huge influence. And what was also awesome too, our great guest, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom, realizing that she, when Matt was, you know, Matt, her son, not the famous Matt Damon, the actor, they grew up next door to Howard Zinn. And in fact, she shared that with me. And that was Matt's inspiration. And if you go all the way back to that first movie of Making It Big, you know, the one where he came out with Robin Williams, Good Will Hunting, there's a reference in there in a bar scene where he's like, hey, if you haven't read Howard Zinn. And that was his tribute to the fact that they had lived next door to Howard Zinn. And Nancy's got some great conversations and great stories. And in fact, maybe some of these moments of Zinn that we're going to be putting together for the show can be some reflections that Nancy Carlson Page can tell us, the times and the moments where she spent time actually with Howard Zinn and how Howard influenced so much of the way Matt's thinking is around history particularly.
Well, you know, I think that's good because I think Howard Zinn's work shapes and gets us to rethink what we understand to be our realities in a really thoughtful way, to be open to hearing how things were experienced by the people who experienced them.
Yeah.
And we know, we've heard this cliche over and over again that, you know, history is written and told. The story of history is told by those who win the wars. And that couldn't be more true for dominant history. So I love that there's these texts. I love these things. It's funny because I knew this about Nancy. She shared this story. But I'm remembering now that my audio book, because yes, I read the People's History of the United States, but I did also have the audio book version of it as a high school student. I thought, you know, I'm going to listen to this. And guess who reads the audio book?
Exactly.
Matt Damon. So Matt Damon's voice is on there. And yeah, it's great. But big plug, Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States, the Zinn Education Project. There are spinoffs that are akin to that project, Indigenous People's History of the United States, you know, Queer People's History of the United States. These are really great books, great reads, lots of short snippets in there that take you through pretty much all the major historical events and provide you with the diverse perspectives of those who experienced them.
Right.
Which is like, boom, like a big light bulb goes off. It's like, wait, they were experienced differently by different positions and different social situations and people with different identities in those moments. They absolutely were. So I know teachers lean on it. I know a lot of us that are inspired by the importance of learning history, right? Have put that to practice in a lot of ways. So big plug for Howard Zinn's work. Big plug for the Zinn Education Project for rethinking schools, right? Remember, we got upcoming shows, listeners. We got a great show with an educator, Sam Long, on diversity. And listeners, we always have the line open for you. Call or text us at 608-557-8577. And you join us, Educated Educators Talking Education.
Johnny, this reminds me, though, too, we want to end every show with what we're going to call our moment of Zinn, where we're quoting. You already gave one, my favorite Howard Zinn quote. So for this special homeroom, civil disobedience is not our problem. Civil obedience, that's our problem. That's your moment of Zinn. Thanks for busting pencils and catch us on Wednesday for another Classes in Session.